Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine on Radio MD.
Does your brain have an immune system? Can it help fight off infections and bacteria? And if it does, and if it can, how do you keep your brain's immune system healthy? My guest, of course, today, Dr. Holly Lucille, nationally recognized and licensed naturopathic doctor and fantastic speaker. Welcome to the show, Dr. Holly. So tell us about our brain, and does it have an immune system?
Melanie, what's going on? And yes, believe it or not, it does. You know, I think I read this article and I was like, I got to talk about this because I think it's so fascinating, because the woman who wrote this article, Kelly Brogan, she's a wonderful MD, psychiatrist, very, very comprehensive, common sense, open-minded, does great research. And here's what she says, and I love it. We've entered a time in history of modern medicine. So that's modern, not traditional medicine where, hey, we were thinking things through and kind of looking at the environment and stuff. But she says that is awkward at best and intolerable at worst. And I could not agree more. She said we've gone too far down the wrong path once again. And I could not agree more, right? We thought that one gene caused one illness that could be cured by what? One pill. But no, there's been all this great research coming out in something called epigenetics. And that just means that, hey, we're looking at these contributing factors like environment and nutrition status and mind-body factors and relationships and your environment, all things that can control your genes, you know? I mean, I know that we can't change our DNA, Melanie, but we can change how we express our DNA. That's our phenotypic expression of it. And that has to do with all that stuff. So it's great research. And I think it's really helping people that just are going down the wrong path. Like I said, I'm going to get to the brain part, I promise, okay? But then again, we also thought that chemicals were only dangerous, like, in big doses. And I always kind of age myself by saying, you know, you remember Silkwood, right? Or Chernobyl. No, it's not true. We're starting to understand that our endocrine system, our hormone system, is completely altered by everyday low-level exposure to these xenoestrogens, plastics, pesticides, car exhaust, all those things that we live in an environment. So that's great, too. And then another idea is that we thought that germs were the enemy and that exposure to germs equaled infection. But now we're talking more and more about the microbiome, and it's disproven this germ theory altogether. So to your question, does the brain have an immune system? It does. It's our central nervous system. It's that lymphatic system. And we're learning more and more and more about it.
Wow. So, so interesting. Now, as we learn more and more about it, and you talk about the immune system so beautifully and ways to build up our immune system and, you know, complementary medicine and natural ways for us to really work on some of those inflammatory markers. What about the ones in our brain? What do we do for that? We know that it's a muscle. We know that we can do crossword puzzles and balance our own checkbooks to get that muscle stronger. But what about building up that immune response in our brain?
Well, you know, one of the most important things, and I'm going to quote from the author, the link between environmental factors, the immune response, and neurological dysfunction, that's in our mind, our nervous system, is not really completely clear right now, but it is receiving increasing attention. The sheer numbers of immune molecules that could be important for the nervous system development and function is staggering, okay? And so what we need to understand, quite honestly, is all the things that we go through on our normal everyday basis, how we nourish ourselves. You know, I always talk about diet, but if you look it up in the dictionary, it means habitual nourishment. How, as a habit, do you nourish yourself? And I think that's really important, because we're talking about feeding your neurological structures, feeding the brain, feeding the lymphatic system, which feeds the immune system. So your diet is huge. We have to come back to that. Lifestyle, being able to exercise, what carries all of those great nutrients to those beautiful target tissues that need the nourishment? It's circulation. One of the things I think that starts happening, think about macular degeneration and also things like neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, dementia, is that we stop the circulation. The muscles are tight. They're not getting oxygen and all those other great nutrients to it. So you've got to be able to move, continue getting circulation to all of those areas. Extremely important. The author of this particular article suggests that if we pamper our lymphatics, she says movement, but also things like yoga, Kundalini yoga, may confer many of its benefits through lymphatic support alone. So exercise is so important to lymphatic health. Getting a good massage, I think that this is one of the most easy, enjoyable, and passive ways to get that immune system in your brain, that lymphatic system that actually lives in your central nervous system, flowing. You just, somebody, the nice effleurage flow, you know, strokes, doesn't have to be deep tissue, doesn't have to be with hot rocks, just somebody, even your partner, even yourself, self-massage, keep things flowing.
I love that, and I love a good massage, and as you say, it doesn't have to be deep tissue, because deep tissue can hurt, and that's not always a very relaxing thing to have happen. You know, if you're getting a deep, but that's for some, you know, maybe that's for muscular fatigue, things like that. So these things we do, as you mentioned, yoga and meditation and massage, ways to really keep, and of course, exercise. What do you think that people can do in addition to that for their brain? Is there foods you'd like us to know about that can help build up the immune system that would go right to our brain, besides lymphatic system encouraging other things?
Yes, because when we look at the etiology or origin of these neuroinflammatory diseases, okay, or neurodegenerative diseases, you know, we're linking them because of this research more with the immune system. And, you know, I've often been alarmed by somebody having a diagnosis called early onset. And I'm just like, I think that's poppycock. I really do. Because early onset just means that it's not this new category of disease that we're looking at. What we have to look at is what's changing in our environment that's causing people to have degeneration in their neurons and in their brain much, much sooner than we used to see with our grandparents, per se, okay? And so, honestly, I think it's the amount of oxidative stress or free radicals that are available so much more because of our, industrialized society, quite honestly. And so antioxidants are extremely important. So being able to protect the cells. Also, there's, I think, what I am starting to call age essential nutrients, things that are so important to our bodies, but actually decline naturally with age, things like coenzyme Q10. That is a nice supplement to have to protect the neuroendocrine system. Also, alpha lipoic acid. That is another, I would say, age dependent or age essential nutrient, that I think is important. I'm always touting the benefits of vitamin C. I know it's not, you know, the sexiest vitamin out there, but boy, oh boy, it's easy to get in. Red peppers, all the pepper family. You can take it in capsule form for sure. You know, they say that.
What about the chewables, Dr. Holly? Because we're just about out of time now. But what about chewable vitamin C? Is that as good for us?
Well, it's got a lot of sugar, so you kind of do the risk-benefit ratio there. But if it's how you get it in, you go for it.
Okay, so give us your best advice in about 30 seconds here.
All right, movement, lifestyle. You always have to come down and diet to these basic things. We're talking about a brand new field of science. Your immune system, your lymphatic system hooked to your brain. We can do this. Keep moving. Do yoga. Keep the lymphatics flowing. Get a great massage. Keep yourself nourished.
That is rocking great advice, because when you think of your brain and you think of your whole body, and of course that's what Dr. Holly does, she thinks of our whole body. We're not just bits and pieces and parts. We are one whole person that is composed of all those bits and pieces and parts. So when she gives you advice, you know you can count on it. She's such a great guest here every Tuesday. She's meeting up with us, giving us her best advice. So I love it. I write stuff down as she says it. I hope you do too. We have more great show coming up with Dr. Holly. So stay tuned and stay well.